Hey, Patrick.
Congratulations.
How's it going, Patrick?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Is this, does this ever get old?
No, man, it certainly don't get old at all. I mean, it truly, once again, it's truly a blessing and something that, you know, you never know, you know, what's going to happen. So I'm grateful for it.
Just after everything, you know, the way the season's gone, the broken hand, was this the most maybe unsure that you've been in four seasons of whether you'd make this team or not?
Yeah, you know, it's something that, you know, like I said, I never take for granted. You know, each year is, it ain't been something that I felt like I have to be a part of because I made it once. Every year it's a constant, you know, fight to go out there and play well. And I just hope that when it's all said and done at the end of it, that, you know, the coaches and the fans, they see that and, you know, and they vote me in.
How difficult has this been? I remember, you know, in a storyline early on that, you know, teams were doing a lot more game planning for you. They're putting more bodies on you. Has this been the most difficult season that you've experienced since being in the league?
I think so. You know, I think you know, because it's my fourth season, and then also too, you know, teams finding ways to try to, you know, get you off your game. But then also too, you know, it's part of the game, you know. The older you get, the more, you know, you got to understand it. You know, when you're young, you just kind of just out there playing and just not really having a clue what's going on. But the more you get, the older you get, the more you start understanding the game, the more you start realizing, like, you know, what teams are trying to do, the more you got to be on top of the P's and Q's.
Patrick, you're the first Niners player to make it four straight years to start a career since Ronnie Lott. Have you gotten to know Ronnie at all over the years?
I've talked to him a few times. I've actually went and had lunch with him one time before. And, well, you know, I just went to the office where we just sat down, and he just kind of just talked to me a little bit just about, you know, life. I mean, about football, but more than anything, it was really about life. So I got to know him a little bit.
You know, nice to be associated with a name like that.
Oh, certainly. I mean, you know, Mr. Ronnie Lott is a guy who done it for a long time, you know, and it's certainly always a blessing to be named, you know, when people mention his name, for my name to be, you know, in that same category, it's truly an honor because he's a guy who's been there and done it, you know, and I'm still wet behind the ears trying to run as a goal.
Do you still feel that way? I mean, do you still feel, I mean, now that you've been in the league 4 years and four Pro Bowls, I mean, people don't necessarily think of you as a young player. They think of you as someone who's established and a veteran and a leader and all that. But do you still see yourself as a young guy with a lot of room to grow?
I do. I certainly feel that way. I feel like it's not a week that don't go by, man, that you know, it's not something that I see I could have done better or I learned. And I always feel like the more I stay hungry, the more I keep myself, you know, the more I keep reality real myself, not knowing that, like, I still yet to play my best football. That, you know, it just keep on, that drive is what makes me hungry. That drive is what makes me feel like, you know, I got to continue to get better as the years go.
Pat, what's it mean to you have Justin going along with you to Hawaii?
Oh man, you know, Justin's cowboy. It's certainly good to see him, you know, get voted like that. You know, I think last year, you know, I think he might have been an alternate, and then this year, you know, for teams, for coaches to really, you know, for coaches and fans out there to vote for him, you know, and make him a true guy, not an alternate. You know, it's really big because Justin's a guy that goes out there every game, he puts on the line and makes a lot of plays, and I think he had one of his best years since I've been here, since we've been here together, and it's fun to see somebody going out, see one of your teammates going over with you.
Do you think that your broken hand would play any factor of whether or not you would want to play in the Pro Bowl?
Well, yeah, you know, I certainly got to weigh those options and, you know, and talk to Ferg and my doctors, whatever, and see what they see as best fit. You know, because at the end of the day, you know, the All-Star game. It's an honor to truly be associated with, and I would love to go there and play and compete with the other, you know, compete with other guys. But at the same time, too, you know, I got to make sure my health is number one and make sure that, you know, that what's going on with my hand won't, you know, hurt me long term, because at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, my team, and make sure that when it's time to go for them that I'm ready. So we'll see.
Hey, you guys good?
Oh,
cool. All right.
But once again, you know, I can't get off the phone without, you know, thanking my coaches and my teammates, you know, because without those guys, none of this could be possible either. You know, it takes all of us to go out there to play good defense, and those guys play a major role in helping me get to where I am, and I'm thankful to be a part of those guys and my coaches. So I want to let that be known as well.
Great.
And thank you to the fans that voted, and also thank you to the coaches who voted.
All right, Patrick. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Patrick.